Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is such a pleasure to be back with you, Jordana. I'm excited. I'm pumped up for a podcast today.
I'm really excited. I'm excited because we've got our
tour. I love your excited voice.
My excited voice is the same as my sad voice, is the same as my,
I would love to be, it's going to be a tough.
Unpleasant voice.
It's a tough world for Mike. You come home. Hey, Mike, what's going on? I don't know if you're mad. I don't know if you're sad. I don't know if you're happy. You should do just welcome home. Just say welcome home.
Welcome home.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm in trouble, we're having a kid. I don't know what it is.
This is my resting betch voice.
Resting betch
voice. It's very hard to read. But yeah, it's I don't yell, so I think people should just take comfort in that.
I am a screamer.
Do you ever do you scream when you get mad?
I sound like I'm getting mad all the time. That's the problem with being a screamer, is that people don't. They go, well, stop screaming, and that's their way of stop. And I'm going, no, this is how I talk.
Right. When you're actually mad, though, do you?
I'm not.
Do you scream?
It's really tough to get me like angry. Like I really don't take anything too seriously. I think that's like, you know,
part of your job,
part of the allure, but also part of the reason why it's got to be awful to date me.
It's nice to not be with someone who's like, has an anger problem.
Yeah. Raving lunatic. Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be with that either. Right. I think like it's tough to gauge if I care about anything.
Yes. That's the most annoying thing about even killed people, I would say, because I mean, I'm kind of even killed. Mike's kind of even killed too. Mm. So it's funny. My mom, she was asking me about like how our move was going. She goes, and I have like, she has eight kids. I'm like one of the quieter ones. You've seen, follow my sisters on Instagram. You can tell they're not so quiet.
You have some sisters doing some things on Instagram.
They are doing some things.
I'm sitting there watching going, okay. Even keeled. I see a sister put up something. I go, good post. Gonna move on.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how I feel. My mom goes, she goes, so how's the apartment? She goes, is anyone talking? She goes, you guys, does anyone say anything?
This is why I like your mom. She is a ball
buster. She's definitely sharp.
That is a funny thing to say to two even keel. Is anyone talking?
Right. It's just silence. What do you guys talk about? Anything?
Yeah. Just crickets. You guys just... No, we bought crickets to fill the airways.
Right. But what people like that don't understand is that like people who are quiet speak when there's not like someone dominating the room with their noise.
That was a big thing with my family growing up. Like my dad is in a big family, and it was like, I think to a lot of them, like, you're doing comedy. Like, what? Like, I think a lot of my family would be like, what are you doing? Like, what? You do
your dad's
comedy?
Family?
Yeah, because he has, like, three siblings. And then, like, Sundays and weekends, we go, like, to my grandparents. And, like, all of us would be there with all the cousins. And, like, it was very, like, Italian for Jews.
Right.
And I remember, like, before going in the house, my dad would turn to the back and be like, okay, everybody in the car, don't fucking embarrass me.
Don't fucking embarrass me. Right. I remember you said that.
Yeah. I talked about this on the podcast.
So you're surprised that you say anything?
That I even say anything at all. Right. That I even have an opinion. No, but I've been just sitting there listening, forming opinions for years and years and years. Now
so
it's my time.
You were quiet growing up.
I was pretty quiet.
Yeah. I would say like same, especially like when you grow up in a big family, or at least like in that sense, you kind of like don't feel like you should speak unless you've got something interesting to say.
The hierarchy.
Right.
You understand it.
Right.
And you're also...
Because no one's asking you really about like your day. They don't want to hear like the simple sweet shit.
At all. I remember I spoke up once and like my grandfather's funny friend was like, don't quit your day job. Like it was like... Like keep it to yourself. Like I think I was like eight, and I was like, "Yep, that's done for talking for me. I'm done. Goodbye." You know, like
one's asking you what you're learning in school.
No one gives a fuck.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up. Eat your dinner and be polite. Say thank you, please. Done. Boom.
There you go. That's their parenting style.
Someone's listening. Someone's like a child therapist. It's like, Jared nope. is fucked up.
Yeah. All people in comedy are fucked up. I think that's like
I get that a lot. And I had.
And you're like, no, I had a lovely upbringing.
Yeah, I think I feel pretty good. Right, my aunt once said that to me. She was like, you know, they say comedians are all have these dark, you know, background. I'm like, I don't know what you're getting at.
Is that tough for you? Because I feel like you're like a white man comic with like a good wholesome family background. Like
what
is there to discuss?
You can think. What's there to even say? Right? I don't know. I talk about fucking straws for 2 hours. I think there's a market for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like now is a time. Not to get to comedy talk, but I do believe that there's people that go to comedy shows to get away from their, you know, the serious things in life. It's like what we talk about here.
That's true.
People listen to this because these are luxury issues.
Yes.
You know, they do feel more serious than
they...
We should all be so... And also, you bring this up at brunch. Why didn't you text me back? Someone goes, there's people in Africa without food! And you're like, okay, I'll shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know, and it's like, I think there's a space for that in everything.
Here's
it's like,
the space. It's
right
here.
This is it.
Exactly.
The You Up Podcast. And you know what? We are coming to your city. You know that song?
No, is that a song?
If you're going to ding a dang and you rang dang, it's for the College Game Day opening. It's for three people.
I've never really been to a game.
Well, this is on TV,
audience.
But wrong audience.
Okay.
I'm very excited about the U Up Live
Tour.
Me
too. We're going to so many cities that I've never been to, and I'm excited to meet everyone.
The first leg, and the tickets are on sale. Do not miss out. They're going like hotcakes. You know how people like hotcakes.
They love them.
Listen, they're getting these tickets. They're eating them up. Nom, 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 nom. You got to get your tickets. You got to bring a friend, tag a bitch, bring a whole crew, the whole group chat. Even if you don't listen to this podcast, we have put together a live experience. You can go back and listen. That's for anybody. That's for your friend who says, I don't listen to podcast. Okay, do they go to live shows and get drunk and have fun? Yeah, they probably do.
They should.
So listen, we are coming. And all of the dates can be found at betches.co/UUP tour. Betches.co/UUP tour. Here are the cities. We want to read them off?
Yeah, let's do it.
I got it right in front of me.
Great.
August 14th, Chicago, Illinois. August 15th, Detroit, Michigan. Motown, baby. I love Detroit. Love Detroit. We're coming to you August 15th.
I've never been. I'm excited.
Ooh, love. Gonna get some Saunders chocolate. August 16th, Cleveland, Ohio. We're coming to you, Cleveland. Shaker Heights, looking your way. August 17th, Toronto.
Going to Canada.
We're coming to jolly old Canada. You've been asking. We're coming. A lot of you Toronto betches have been DMing me for years now. I think that Toronto one is going to be... It's going to be crazy.
I hear Toronto is great. The fans from Toronto seem amazing.
Rabbit.
I'm excited.
Now October, Miami, Florida. October 10th, Miami, Florida. October 11th, Orlando, Florida. Disney. October 12th, Atlanta, Georgia. October 13th, Nashville. I'm coming there next week also. November 4th, Washington, D.C. November 5th, Boston, Mass. November 6th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. December, L.A. December 3rd, L.A. December 4th, San Francisco. December 5th, Portland. December 6th, Seattle. December 7th, Vancouver. December 9th, Phoenix, Arizona. December 11th, Houston, Texas. December 12th, Dallas, Texas. December 13th, Austin, Texas.
Wow. We are going to have a great fall.
A great fall. But it's starting
in August.
Summer.
Yes.
And we're going to some cities that have been asking for us to join them. And I'm going to tell you right now, get those tickets now. Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Toronto. Those are the ones. Betches.co/UUP tour.
And if you've already bought your tickets and you want to be part of the show, you can submit. We're going to do deal reveals. We're going to do dating app profile makeovers. If you have anything you want to submit, any questions you have, anything about the show, the live tour specifically, you can write in to youuplive@betches.com. That's youuplive@betches.com.
And that, just put in your title what
city
you're going to be at. And then that's for deal reveal. That's for text translations. That's for Dating app makeovers, okay?
Yeah.
Your red flag deal breakers you want submitted that are specific to your town. Anything specific to your city.
Exactly. If you just want to give us a heads up, tell us about the dating scenes like in your specific city, anything you want to make sure that we touch on, definitely email
questions
us
for discussion.
Like.
Yeah. We have this going on in this town. We want it all because we want these shows to be town specific, but also play nationally. So we want, because we're going to put these out too.
Exactly.
A lot of podcasts, a lot of live shows don't put them out.
We'll put them out.
You know why?
They're all going to be released as episodes.
You know why we put them out? Because we believe in the product we're bringing to town. It's going to be a fantastic show. We've been working on it for about 2 years. You guys are going to have a blast. Let's do our show
it's
now.
It's going to be really fun. Let's do it. Okay. So you got an interesting tweet, right?
I love this tweet because it's like right in the wheelhouse of this show. And it was just asked to me and I was like, you know what? I'm feeling good. Jordana, you came in ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
We're in the podcast zone.
Yeah. I'm ready. Let's hear
it. Hey, J Train. My Twitter's JTrain56.
Do you think you think your kids will call you J Train?
Papa
JT. Papa
JT.
Papa. I can
Papa
see
JT.
You having kids that call you Papa.
I would love to be a Papa. Right? You kidding me? I walk around with a bowler cap.
Papa.
How are you doing? Hey, J Train. Thoughts on guys who put their Instagram handle in their answer of a Hinge prompt. Example, pet peeves, people who don't say thank you when I open the door for them, Insta blank.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be in the prompt or in the bio. What do you think of Instagram handles in someone's dating app profile?
I'm all for it. I basically think I'm for it. I think it's like basically it's basically saying for more information, click here. Like if you want like a deeper look at me, if you like what you see,
but what do you need that
you want to see more.
I agree with what you're saying. It is more of a, if you'd like to know more about this penis,
go to this Instagram.
Go to this Instagram. This cock has a lot more to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's great because, I mean, dating apps give you so many more choices. It's hard to narrow it down. I think the more information you have, the better.
But don't you think we're, like, information overload? Like, to me, like, going back to Doc Fish,
mm-hmm.
she said it's an introduction app. I loved how that was the...
Right, they're not dating apps, they're introducing apps.
I'm on that. Like,
right.
I am... All
because you shouldn't
that.
Use them. They're not really for dating. They're just for meeting people.
And they're also not there to be bogged down by, to take personally.
Right.
If you got introduced to someone at a party and then they didn't talk to you the rest of the party, you go, yeah, I didn't. Okay. We said hi and that was it.
Right.
If you got introduced to someone at a party and it turned into, hey, we should exchange numbers, you would only think of it as a win.
Right.
You never think of it as a loss. We're getting bogged down by the losses of the dating apps, I think.
Okay.
And I think, you know...
So are you against the...
I'm against connecting your Instagram...
You're against
at
it.
All to
really?
The dating apps.
Okay.
Because I think someone... I mean, I'm looking at responses on Twitter that I got. One guy...
You said no.
Well, my response... Since we have some room to talk about this, I have a theory. And I think people put their Instagram... I think guys, when they put their Instagram handle, it's like putting cheese out for the mouse.
Okay.
Okay? So, you're like, the way this guy did it, where it's his prompt, and then he's like, if you want more, here's the Instagram. I wrote this in my response. I said... here's what I said. It's like putting down cheese for a mouse. The girl sees he's open to give his handle... So it's like, here's my handle. And then it's like, there's no question asked of like, why would you want mine? Well, I put mine out there.
Oh, you think it's so that he can get hers?
It's so that she gives hers and now they're in DM land and that's where casual happens.
Okay.
Casual.
You think it's a gateway to, I wasn't thinking about it like that.
Totally.
But that's the difference in the male and female perspective.
To me, you have 6 photos. You have enough.
Okay.
To say, well, that some guy responded. He's like, well, I was just guys. It's the easy answer is the one that makes guys look like not animals.
Well, I mean, maybe this is less true for guys, but I think for girls or for me anyway, like I could tell within probably like 30 seconds of looking at someone's Instagram pictures, the first 5 pictures of their Instagram, whether or not I'm likely to be a match with them.
So why wouldn't those be the first 5 in their
Because they
profile?
Don't have captions. I don't see like comments from like potential weird comments or weird people or like maybe he's putting up stuff that I would, that that isn't a picture of himself. It's a picture of something else that I'm like, oh, I'm, this isn't really for me.
But this is the thing. But the dating app exists for all of that.
Right.
Like if you, the dating, like to me, when you put the Instagram,
I can
up
check.
There,
I can check and see how many Instagram models he's following.
That's the thing. It's just, I think, you know, I understand the thought of right. like, hey, I put this there so you can see how great I really am. In but then that's life. Always like, then why aren't you great here?
Right.
It's like the person that's like, I'm bad over text. Just let's make a date and let's go out. And it's like, no, no, no. I want to see, let's see how bad you are. Right. Then I'll be, I don't want to wait. We all don't want to, and I loved the Doc Fisher interview. If anyone hasn't listened to that.
It was great. It was a couple weeks ago, yeah.
She really said a lot of things that I connect with. Mm-hmm. No one wants to waste their time.
Right.
So a lot of the excuses come down to, well, I put my, I just want to see what your Instagram looks like. And it's like, then that person, I just think a lot of times when a guy, whenever a guy needs the Instagram, I'm always like, what does he need this for?
I think it's more helpful for girls to see the guy's Instagram than you to see ours. For you to see ours, you're just looking for more hot pictures to make sure that we look as we've represented sure. ourselves on the app. I think for me, I'd prefer to see someone's Instagram because it'll give me a little bit more of a sense of their personality than necessarily like just the dating app. That's why for guys, I'm like kind of into it. And like Dr. Fisher said, pick if you're there, the way to really meet people is to pick like narrow it down to like 9 people. Right. And yeah. then maybe do a little more research on those and then decide who you want to go on that commitment first date with.
Sure. I you know what's funny? Like my dad once said to me, and it was like the most depressing advice I'd ever gotten. And it was like, and the honest one always gets fucked. Okay. So it's like, right. So yeah, if you're a woman going on an app being like, hey, I just want to see if there's more. I want to see if we're a connection. Yeah, that's a pretty honest way to look at these things.
Okay.
The guy it's on there who's like, I want to see your Instagram because he's like, no, I just want to DM with you so that we can gain some trust right. and I can meet up with you later and we can go meet up late at
see,
night.
See, I didn't even think that.
You know, like yeah. To me, like you can always... The Instagram becomes the excuse.
Mm-hmm.
If you're texting or messaging on something that isn't your phone number, that's the excuse for we're not even that close. We don't even text.
Okay.
Do you know, like that because, you know, so if you're dealing with someone, if you're right. a girl out
like
there.
Like the snap, like people, I mean, I feel like this sure. is done less than it was, but people just used to just snap each other.
Give me your snap name.
Right.
Instead of your phone number.
Yeah.
Guys are always looking for excuses to end it without being a dick.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have their number, it's easier to run
well,
away.
Well, that's the thing where it becomes in the court of public opinion. All these men are like seedy lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
No, but we didn't even have each other's numbers. How serious could we be?
Right.
You know, like, right. I guess like
that's a word of warning to to the ladies out there just to know that that's their intentions. Now we get that answer from you.
Of course. Well, my point is right. like, because I'm looking at the responses on Twitter, which are very interesting to me from guys.
Who
and
say
this,
what?
This one dude wrote back, didn't a wise man once say that Instagram is the best dating app? That's me. I said that.
Right.
Yes, I think it is the best dating app if you actually date from it.
Right. Well, if you DM and then you get someone's number from it.
Sure.
Right.
If you make the transition.
Yeah.
He said, I had my handle on my Bumble profile when I was single to show that I had more than 6 photos and paragraph bios could. He's kind of on the same page as
right,
you.
Right, well, that's what I'm thinking.
But that's undisagreeable. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, that's the, oh, that makes sense. If you're saying, oh, well, that makes sense, well, that could be a guy who's also lying.
Right, well, I think that could, but it's like, if you have a bad Instagram, I think for a guy, they don't realize that could hurt you. Like, someone I might be interested in from just looking at their dating app profile, I go to their Instagram, I'm like, eh, his personality seems kind
of
odd.
Yeah, what if he's, but right. also, like, I know a lot of people, like, if I think of someone specifically, I would think of my brother.
Mm-hmm.
His Instagram is not all fun and games.
Not all fun and games? Like, what is it?
There's no cute pro like
recipes?
Captions. It's like, it's really not a lot. Like right.
That's good.
That's good.
If I went
but
to
good to you is bad to someone else. Like, you know, right. like
I mean, for me, if I went to a guy's Instagram and he was posting like every day or he had like gym selfies on there, I'd be like, okay, now I know a little bit more about this guy. I'm not interested. So
sure.
I'm saying it doesn't always necessarily like help you.
But I, you know, this guy, but from that thing, our parents didn't need more than 0 photos.
Right.
So you don't need, to say you need this information is is
you don't need it, but like maybe it'll help you if again, like if Dr. Fisher saying that first date now is like a much bigger deal than it was sure. a while ago because there's just so many more options and it's like it takes long, like people don't want to go unless they think it could be actually something on a real date.
Yeah.
Then this is almost like here's more like research tools before you make your decision about who you want to go out with.
But then you're fucking yourself because you never stay in the middle on that. Mm-hmm. When you get all this information, more than six pictures, more than the, and see the captions. And I, you guys invented the phrase mental masturbation.
Right. Emotional masturbation.
Emotional masturbation. Yes. You invented the phrase. Yes. So you either go emotional masturbation or you go emotional fuck this guy. Okay. There's never a point where you go, yeah, let's meet up and it's a first date.
Right.
It makes it more. Or less than
right.
It
well,
is.
It makes it more like, oh, I've done the research, and now like this must be the man for this, me.
Exactly.
Right, I see what you're
saying. I think you're setting yourself up That's for a fair. Certain type of failure.
That's fair, but like I think if you use it to narrow down your search while still keeping an open mind, if you can do that, then
I was talking about The Bachelorette the other night, and I was just like, it. I don't want to give this away because I think I might be a stand-up bit, okay. But just the idea that like how judgy we are on dating apps,
right.
We, you know, these people who do The Bachelor and Bachelorette, they're fucking the nicest people alive.
You know, what like, do you mean? Like they're
giving these people their time. They've yeah. never met them before. We're sitting there at home being like, well,
but
doing
those
like
people
a full
have
investigation.
Also, those people have already been vetted by the production team.
Yeah, but you don't know how they're. Yeah, they were vetted to make good TV.
Right.
Not necessarily their match.
Right. But they have been vetted for attractiveness. They've been sure. vetted for like basic height. Social. Yeah. basic social competency. Probably.
Well, this is the thing.
You already know that they're like going to try to pretend they want to marry. You like yeah. there is a sense of I think almost you're more likely to I'd be more likely to talk to a group of 20 men that was like interviewed extensively and had sure. and had STI test done before they even got a chance to meet me. Yeah, I would take those guys a lot more seriously too.
Of course. I don't know, it, to me, like, you know, how much I think you have to understand the more you get into someone's life with Instagram, mm-hmm. you have to understand that on the other side, they're not acting as honestly as you.
Right. You have to. I definitely think you should take anything you're looking at with a grain of salt. I think it's more like this is like a major red flag for me. I can see it before I even go out. So now I can kind of like get rid of this person from the candidacy.
Sure. I always just lacked trust for the people with Instagram.
Okay.
Handles in their profile because I know what that meant
right.
for me putting
well,
out.
I think if you're a girl out there and you should go into that knowing maybe that a guy wants something in the back of his mind is that he would just DM you. I think if you're speaking to anyone on anything besides text for like over 3 days, totally. Like it's time to move on.
Well,
get it to text or move on.
We were talking about text because that's kind of, we had another email about right. text. There was another. These are very 2019 issues.
Indeed.
And we're here to solve them.
I love this new feature on phones.
Where you can, love this.
Yes. Generally speaking.
And we're calling it the double tap.
It's yeah, the double tap sounds like it's a like, but it's I mean it is a like, but it's well, I'll read the email and I think it'll explain the context.
Now
more.
I want to go to the do a double tap.
Hey guys, I tried Googling this problem for answers, but apparently it's just too new and I couldn't find anything on the topic. What does it mean if a guy you're dating gives you the double tap in iMessage instead of responding? Mm. Is this a total fuck you? Does this mean he's not into me anymore and wants me to leave him alone? Help, I'm so confused and not sure if I should be offended.
I'm a double tap user.
Yeah.
But I always, whenever we get questions like this, I look at the question, I go, what's the most honest way I could describe how I use it? And when I double tap somebody, that means double tap and you have the choices of heart, thumbs up, thumbs down, ha ha, exclamation point, and question mark. Those are right. the choices.
Yes.
To me, and I've tweeted this before.
You do it to end a conversation?
That's the period.
Right.
We are done here.
Yes. I use it that way too.
Yes. That's it. Thumbs up.
Right.
Thank you. Good night.
I think it's helpful in the dating context. I'm trying to remember if this was like totally around the last time I was single. But I think it's actually a very useful tool for being like, okay, the conversation, like we've said everything we wanted to do. I want to acknowledge, I'm not like trying to like leave you hanging in this conversation, but I'm also have nothing else to say.
Sure.
So I like your last post. And then that's a signal to you to stop texting me.
But also what is the double tap for? I think it's question specific. Mm-hmm. If it's, if you and I are texting and I go Friday night at 8,
right,
and you go I'm game, and then I give you the thumbs up,
right,
to me great conversation. Yes. We did it. Mission accomplished.
That's the best use of the double
tap. That's the best use. If you write how
had such an amazing day today, like I pet the cutest dog.
Yes, and then I just go like thumbs up.
You're not into me.
Not into it.
Right.
I'd be like, cool.
It's like the smallest measure of trying to not be a complete asshole.
Sure.
Right.
And like think of someone giving you a thumbs up in real life. That's I always relate. Yeah. If you were like, I had the best day today, and then cool dude.
Cool story.
Cool story. That's right. What a double tap is.
Yeah, it's a cool story.
But if it's a plan, I think double tap to a plan is good.
Good, yes.
Double tap to a thought,
bad.
That's
a good rule.
Where I'm at. Or, and then the thing that takes it all out of whack, double tap heart, always good.
Really? Even if you gave the... Yeah, I would say double
heart is right. Like, that's you have the choice.
That's an emoji. Almost.
That's basically an emoji. And also, like, it's
what
red.
What would you give a heart to?
I've given it to my girlfriend.
Okay.
I've hearted all over her
right, well,
face.
You guys are committed in a committed relationship. You know,
it's also, it's a heart, me, heart, we're done here.
Right.
It's double-sided.
It's still, we're done here.
We're done here. Love ya.
Right.
Done here.
Yeah.
Shut up. Love right.
ya. Yeah.
Right? Do you do this?
I picked up a bottle of wine. Heart. Done.
Yeah.
Right.
I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Are you double tapping your guy?
Yeah, we do that too. I'll do that especially if he sends me something funny and I'm like busy and I'll just ha ha continue about my day.
Ha ha's good.
Yeah.
Ha ha. People get offended by that
ha-ha's
double tap.
Ha's good
ha-ha.
Because like sometimes you're like I feel like you say something kind of funny and it's like a little risky.
Sure.
And you want the person to acknowledge that it's like pretty
yes.
funny. But like, what are they like that writing out the ha 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 is like a
it's
little
you
weird.
Literally specifically choosing the line that you thought was funny.
Right.
Yeah. I like the ha ha. And I think that people shouldn't be offended by ha ha double tap.
I think that's a great, that's great.
Also,
in a group chat situation,
love.
I feel like the more ha ha's you get.
I wish we kept
more
fucking stats
it.
On that shit.
Exactly.
I want to know if I'm doing well in this group
chat. Several ha-has.
How great would that be if there was an info button in the group chat?
Right, that said how many.
Gave you the stats.
Yeah.
How many thumbs down.
That'd be so funny.
I'm a big double tap in a group chat.
Yeah.
That sounded like a fucking
I am
lyric
too,
in a rap song.
I am a big
double tap in a group chat.
I do a double tap too, especially if I'm busy. I'm like,
totally.
This
I'm
was
here,
a funny,
I'm
this
present.
Was a good comment. Yeah. I'm into this. Or like if someone suggests a plan, like it, into
the,
it.
The worst part of the double tap, and this happens to, and I think women need to start doing this more because it's gotten me with my girlfriend, where the worst part about a double tap is the question mark.
Oh, well.
Because if you subtly don't respond to something, what Jess will do,
yeah,
she will,
that's what I will do too.
She'll go back up the conversation,
right.
Question mark thing from like 3 years ago. Okay. I'll be like, "Where's this?" And I'm scrolling up, and it's like, "What are you doing this tonight?"
Well,
and I'm like, "I didn't want
right.
to answer
I mean,
that.
You're not going
to
get away with not answering that."
That's the thing. The double tap is,
yeah.
is.
I use that too. It's like if you skip my question, I'm going to go back and question mark it
and question mark my own question.
Right.
It's brutal. That's yeah. That's the one
I've done that.
You can't avoid that.
Why are you not answering the question?
I didn't feel like talking about it. You know, like that, I'm just saying, like, there's
well,
a reason.
What? Now,
guess what?
Now you're going to have to.
We're dealing
it's a great
with this
tool.
Right now.
Right.
So the double tap is both your friend and foe. You know?
It's always been a friend of mine because I answer all questions.
And also, if I was a girl out there, like, you're getting ghosted.
Yeah, that'd
I
be
would
great.
Double tap question mark.
All day long.
All day long. I'd be like, I would double tap question mark. How are you today? And then I would go back to number one with an exclamation point.
And the emphasis.
Yeah, emphasis.
Right,
I would be all over that double tap.
Yeah, that's the best ghosting revenge tool, because then they get the notification. It just reminds them that you're still... Remember that person that you were like an asshole to? Here's another reminder.
And their heart is racing, like, oh, this girl fucking texted me. And then it's like, where's the text? And it's like, oh, it's
that's a question
way
mark.
Up the page. Just a question mark. Where are you?
Yeah, you should just do those to anyone who ghosts you periodically every week.
If girls were
every,
less...
like, Friday at 6.
Everybody's... If girls were less afraid of getting turned down, they'd be having more fun with this whole thing.
With the double tap?
Yeah. I think women a lot of times are... all of our questions at some point hinge upon someone thinking, avoiding the inevitable truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't avoid the inevitable truth, you're using these double taps and be like, what the fuck?
Right.
Question mark.
I think we have a good rule of thumb, though.
Yeah.
Like on a plan, good. Like on a thought, bad.
Bad. Hearts on anything, you're okay.
Exactly. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Let's do some awkward sex.
UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. Let's do this.
This one reminded me of something that I could see someone writing in about you.
About me?
Yes.
Hi, Jared and Jordana. The podcast has brought hours of entertainment to me on my commute. Keep up the good work. I had a pretty funny sexual encounter and thought you all would get a good laugh out of it. I've been talking to a guy that is quite a bit older than me, but had a great connection with. It was our third date. And he had invited me back to his place for dinner. Might be over to his place for dinner. We were having a great time, and after dinner, took things to the bedroom. Mid-makeout, he stops abruptly, runs into the kitchen, and comes back carrying a giant gourmet veggie tray with ranch dressing. He hops into the bed. Ranch in bed is not a good combo. That is...
A little snack.
Veggie tray on his lap. That's also not a good look. And starts chomping on carrots, celery, and broccoli dipped in ranch, all while not breaking eye contact with me.
He's watching her.
He then says to me, with a mouthful of veggies, "This is so sexy. Watch me eat this broccoli." I was so confused, thought he was joking. He didn't even crack a smile. He eventually closes the veggie tray, bops me on the nose and says, "And none for you."
I think that was the part that reminded me.
Yeah, that is my move. Yes.
The and nose bop.
And a boop.
None. No vegetables for you.
That is such an offensive. "And none for you." That is like serial killer language. Yeah. He tried to hook up with me afterwards, but I was too weirded out by the whole vegetable situation, and his breath literally reeked of ranch dressing. Can't wait to hear what names you guys come up with this guy. What do you...
The Hidden Valley?
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The Hidden Valley.
Crunch
Crotch.
The Healthy Hookup.
Healthy Hookup. I like that.
This is
celibate celery.
Yeah, this is weird. What do you think was going on in his mind there?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like what in the world is he like broccoli?
He's not
sexy?
Breaking eye contact while eating the vegetables.
But also like he then says to me with a mouthful of veggie, "This is so sexy. Watch me eat this broccoli." Broccoli might be the least sexual of all the vegetables.
Yeah, I guess carrots are.
Just the look of it, it looks like an old woman's bush.
And it kind of, I feel like, tastes like what I would imagine that kind of would be like.
Just the consistency of it, the little.
It's like mealy.
Meal, yeah, the top of it, cold broccoli.
Yeah, I think I'd have to be out on this one.
You're out, red flag.
And none for you. That's the worst part.
Yeah, he doesn't
not even
share.
Sharing.
Yeah,
it's not even like you could transition this into like, oh, we're snacking.
Have you ever brought food into the bedroom?
I don't think so. I try not to like eat in bed. I would say
you don't want to eat in bed.
No, it's like where I sleep. I don't want to. I'm trying.
No whipped cream. No, any of that shit. Like, I've done the whipped cream
in college
thing.
As a sexual thing?
Yeah.
Okay, that's different than, like, snacking.
Of course. Yeah, I don't think you're bringing, I don't think you're Hidden Valley.
Right.
Hidden Valleying.
Yeah.
Whipped cream. Berries, I guess, are the closest, you know, you're not going to do, like, the Seinfeld corned beef sandwich in the bed.
Yeah, I don't think I've done this one. Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
I've had the whipped cream on me, on her, and all. And by the end of it,
it's a little sticky.
The problem is there's a reality moment.
Right.
Where it's like this, okay, you're going to shower.
Right. It's like kind of this is, there's a moment for all things, I think, that become the moment becomes shorter the longer you're with someone where you're like, is this really worth it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is the hotness of this going to be worth the annoying ass potential like cleanup part of it?
And the ending can never
the discomfort, right?
The ending never really matches the hotness of the beginning.
Right.
You're always like, okay. It always feels like with like food or like sex toys and things like that, it always feels like there should be a janitorial crew coming through and being like, all right, we got it.
It's like
time to sweep up, you know?
It's like cooking together is like, it's like fun and hot until you guys have to like load the dishwasher.
Yeah. And then it's like, ugh.
Should have just ordered
you him. Should do that. Right. You know, like I cooked, you clean. You know, and then it becomes
less romantic.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, this would be if a girl did this.
And none for you.
The vegetables don't bother me as much as the ranch dressing. Ranch dressing, the smell of it.
You don't like ranch?
I don't
like ranch with pizza.
I like ranch, but I don't like, to me, it has a, here's what, I don't like any smell that could be burped up.
That's fair.
Any smell that on the way in gets burped up the
not
same.
Not sexy.
Is not sexy. So, like, if you had ranch and you burped, I would smell ranch.
Yeah.
That's the defining signature smell of the burp. Same, like, hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat a bunch of hot dogs and you burp, I'm going to smell the hot dog.
This is very unpleasant, yeah.
I'm telling you, this is why it's unpleasant to me.
Yeah.
like onions.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, falafel.
I'm now going through my whole, like,
there's just certain
meals.
Foods you don't want to be, like, burping up during a sexual act.
Right.
And ranch is what the smell would be on the way out. So I would, it's too relatable to some, you know, to like innards.
Right. I feel that. Okay. So you're out.
It would be
vegetables. Okay. Ranch bad.
Deal breaker for me. Yeah. If it was just a carrot and we're sitting there bunnying, I'm cool with it.
You're cool with it. Okay.
The minute I, you know, get into ranch dressing and Mountain Dew, I'm like, okay, what are we? In a trailer park? What's going on? You know, like
trailer park
fucking. Let's do some emails.
Let's do it.
UUP@betches.com. UUP@betches.com.
Okay. I'll read the next one. Hey, Jared and Jordana, love the podcast. My question is pretty brief. For almost every person I've dated, I've had more than one person tell me, unprompted and in one form or another, you can do better. Sometimes after a breakup, I'm always the person ending it. Sometimes while I'm still dating the person. Is this just something my friends say to make me feel better? And am I, what am I supposed to do with that information? I can understand how the type of guys I've dated in the past may not be considered conventionally attractive, but I still love them deeply. Should I work on changing who I'm attracted to fit societal norms? Is this a self-esteem issue? Thanks for laughs, for better or worse.
No, don't change your attraction to societal norms. That's the first question.
Well, why would someone tell you you can do better while you're still dating someone? If it's, I don't think it's necessarily about their physical.
Some people do this.
You think it's about the physical look?
Well, I want to separate the question into two places. Yes. This happens with women a lot.
Okay.
More. I've never had a dude, like,
a girl will tell you that you can do better.
Yes, or more than men.
Whatever.
Men have never told me that. Like,
why do you think that is?
I think this goes back to also like, and I don't want to sound like I'm pandering because I've gotten messages that have been angry at me for saying this.
Okay.
That I like curvier women.
Right. Okay.
I know it's an open space.
Why are the people angry?
Well, then they're like, well, you know, then there's this whole thing in that world where it's like, what's curvy and not like curvy, right. You know, this is a very emotional scale,
right?
But I don't want to get in my head, but like I follow plus size models that have been all up the ranks of sizes and looks and everything. Okay. And I've only ever had women say those catty, shitty things to me about that type of woman. I remember when there was one girl that I was dating for a minute and curvy, like,
mm-hmm.
Beautiful, whatever you want to imagine. I remember I brought her out. We went out to a bar, and I was meeting with a bunch of my buddies from high school. And I had one friend looked at her and was like, "Oh my fucking god!" And he was like, "That girl's so fucking hot." Like, was like very, like, in a way that he was like, "Oh, you're on the team of this type of girl." Like,
okay.
It was almost like we connected.
We're both into this. Okay.
Like, oh, that's type. A type. And okay. It was almost like, and this is why, like, you know, body stuff and body image and societal norms, this is why it's so shitty and unfair that, like, that had to be a secret between. This was a long time before Instagram. I remember this was pre body positivity movement. And now it's, I don't know if it's different now. I really don't know. But I remember this memory sticks out to me because it was like, he was so positive about it in kind of a secret way, which I think is like, that's
like he
tough.
Didn't feel like he could be like he had to
like
hide it.
He
almost.
Felt like he could confide in me
right.
of how hot this chick was.
Okay.
You know, and I was like,
was she not like conventionally?
I could show you a picture of her and you would be like, she's a beautiful girl. But like, I don't know, the way he said it to me
seemed like it was like, I get it.
Exactly. Okay. And it was always interesting to me because this was something since forever that I've been into.
Yeah.
So like, but I do understand the idea. So, but then I remember bringing another girl who's similarly to a comedy show, and a girl like, I don't know if I've told this on this podcast, but she was like, "Wow, Jared." And I was like, "What are you talking about? This is
who would
like,
say that?"
Women do this. Yeah. Women, you know, and I don't mean to like pit people against each other. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying this is the only time I've ever gotten.
Well, I think women are more judgmental of other women than men are.
In a lot of cases, they are. And I remember she was like, "Wow." And I was like, is that your girlfriend? And I go, "No, we're just like seeing it." And she goes, "I didn't know you were into like that type." And I was like the way she said it.
It was like rude.
Rude.
Right.
And, you know, and I was like, so.
That's so weird. Right.
I'm not sure. Well, do women say that to women about guys? Have you ever had that where like, because I could see, like, and I've also been with girls where I would think, like, I'm like the fucking, you know, lawn gnome.
I remember in health class, there was these charts with different, like, sizes of women. And then there was, like, the size that women thought that other women looked like their ideal weight. And it was, and then they asked men the same question about like this row of women, and the one that girls picked was like so much like thinner and tinier than the one that men picked. It's like the ideal.
I've never had a dude come up to me and go, check out the girl in the loose yoga pants.
Right. Yeah.
Just never happened. I think I've established that on this podcast.
In terms of like girls with, I think with girls, if you're dating a guy that's way less attractive than you, the first thought is like, what's he bringing to the table? Is he either really funny or really good personality, or like maybe he's like rich and she's not into that?
But this is the thing where it's like, these are progressive people mm-hmm. that think they're progressive and they're not.
Because they have that thought?
Because you're into whatever you're into. I've said this on this show all the time.
But for men though, I think it's harder to veer away from what you find physically attractive for other reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're not dating a girl you find physically repulsive because she has a lot of money. That rarely happens.
You don't see Oprah with a Mimbo.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. Like with a John Paul Jones.
Exactly.
You
know, not to say that couldn't happen, but like,
but you just it's don't
far,
see it.
Right. It's far less likely than it is for, so usually that's sort of like what runs through your head, which probably sucks for girls to like,
sure. What does he have that I don't know about? Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But do you ever have had a friend be like, you know, you're better than I also think it's twofold.
Like you're right. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think if that's. I think someone told me like you could do better, it was because they didn't like the personality of the guy.
Yes,
I think that's the real issue. I think she's saying like, oh, am I just like way too hot for this guy? But it's probably like, I think it sounds like it's probably more of the complete package
that he just didn't like him.
Right.
Yeah, that's the other side of it. Like, that's why I wanted to split this into two.
Have you ever seen a relationship where you're just like, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
I've been in contact with, like, girlfriends of friends where I'm like, this person fucking sucks.
Right. Like, and what do they see in her?
I don't get it. I don't understand. Like, this conversation with me and them isn't happening. But, like, you know, different strokes, different folks. I think what this girl also needs to understand is they're saying this to be nice. I think this is a way of pumping you up.
If they've broken up.
If you've broken up.
Or you're talking about a fight to them.
Yes.
Right.
You're too good.
If they're saying that completely unprompted, you might need to look at what's actually going on in the relationship.
Not a nice person.
Either they're not a nice person, or there's something very blatantly, glaringly, like kind of off about this person that you're not seeing.
I also think people don't know what to fucking say. Like, I think like a lot of times you could do better is just,
I've said that to many people after they've broken up with people as like a comforting way to make them feel better about it.
But did you really believe that?
Sometimes.
I never believe that.
You never believe that?
No, because I think there's someone for everyone, butt for every seat. I believe in those things that I say. So
sometimes I'm like, oh, like I have this friend who's like so cool and pretty and great, and she seems to be dating this guy who like kind of treats her like shit, and I think she could do better.
Yeah, but something's off about her to be with that guy.
That's probably true too.
So like, you know, everyone's a little fucked up, you know, so it's like, what, you know, I just don't like to put 100% of the blame on one person in any situation. It's just not a fit.
Right.
To say, well, you could do better, that sets her up for kind of failure.
How so?
Well, you could do better. Well, oh, you're right. I am a great fucking catch. And it's like, then you start meeting people and you're like, oh, why aren't I with that great catch? And then I'm not, you know, maybe they don't see how great I am. And now they sound like an asshole.
Well, maybe the phrase shouldn't be you could do better, but you could find a better match.
Yeah.
You could find a better, that's probably the better, more realistic,
the healthier way to say it
is like, this person's not for you. Like, this person doesn't appreciate these qualities in you, or this person doesn't bring out this quality in you.
Sure.
You could find a better match.
She says, should I work on changing who I'm attracted to fit socially? Is it a self-esteem? I think, like, I also, like, for this question,
right,
dig into what you like the most. Like, I think, like, if you're, like, with unattractive, but you're, like, the more you dig into what you like, the better off you will be. No matter what.
Well, I think her question is like, does it basically say that I have low self-esteem because I date these guys who are way less attractive than me, than I don't see how beautiful I really am.
I'm a flower. I had no idea. And if it is, who the fuck cares?
Right. That's a blessing to be with a guy that, yeah. that no one else finds attractive.
Or anybody. Like, you know, that's your thing. Yeah. But the thing is, like, if you're... you can't tell someone to get wet.
Right. Like, yeah, if it works for you.
It works. Yeah. Like, don't run... the people that, like, end up cheating or running away or whatever, it's because they made... what I see as the... You know, I watch these people. Like my, they're like my pets. I watch these relationships that break up. I think they're the most interesting. And it seems like those are people trying to mold themselves to what everyone else wants and what not what they want.
Right.
And then they keep making, and at some point they made a rationale, they've rationed it out to themselves.
Especially when those things are more superficial.
Totally.
Right. Like, which happens more when you're younger.
Totally. So for her, fucking...
Right. It's funny because I feel like the older you get, like you're told that like you that women become like, you know, less discerning.
Sure.
Right. That's
sure,
what
sure,
you're told.
Sure. Yeah. 20s. That, I need a
now
guy who's got
a job.
This.
Great.
30, yeah. He lives.
Right.
He's alive. Yeah.
But I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think that it's more that when you get older, you kind of just realize what's actually important and you're not dating totally. People for other people.
Yes. Dating people for other people is a thing.
Right.
What she's writing in this email is a total thing. Hey, but everyone wants me to be with this guy. I don't see it. A lot of people are going on dates with people because someone set them up. They're like, I don't want to disappoint that person. Life is too short.
Right. Well, I'm saying, I remember my brothers used to say, like, I feel like this girl doesn't actually even like me that much. She just wants to date like a tall Jewish guy.
Yeah. And it's like, why?
Right.
Who do you owe?
It's
you owe nobody.
Exactly. And it's before those, I think people realize what they're, what's actually important for someone you're dating, because you actually do have to spend a lot of time with that person.
Totally. A lot of time. And if you don't
or
spend
you don't,
enough,
you get
you're
the question
in trouble.
Mark.
Yeah.
If you don't spend enough, you get the question.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Let's do another email.
Let's do it. Want to read it?
Want me to do it? Yeah. Hi, Jordana and Jared. I want to say I love you guys. Ooh. I feel like you are my closest friends, even though we've never met, and listening to the podcast every Wednesday actually makes me excited to go to work or to the gym. Well, you get to meet us live if we come to your city. I am sure you have gotten similar emails like this, but I'm 28 years old living in New York City with my and will be with my boyfriend who is 29 for 4 years in August. We do not live together yet, but our plan is to move in when my lease is up in October. Being this ripe old age of 28. Oh, this is an old withered hag.
Bring in the cats.
I'm now the last of my closest friends who isn't married or engaged, and I cannot stop thinking about it. As I learned from the J Train podcast, subtle plug. Look at that.
She loves us very much.
Yeah. Here's the difference between that podcast and this one. Here's the name of it. Nothing makes a dick shrink like pressure. That was the name of an episode. And my boyfriend is definitely feeling it. Recently, every argument we have starts with us, usually me, bringing up getting engaged. I know that he thinks about it and it is his quote-unquote plan, but he keeps telling me he doesn't have a timeline and to delete my social media profile so I stop comparing myself to everyone else.
Wouldn't that be convenient for him?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, that seems like a bad solution.
Right.
Like,
if you just put yourself in a box and lock that box and then tape over it and then put it in a steel place, you won't have to deal with any of this pressure.
Yeah. And also, just go for until you're 32 when I'm ready.
Right.
Just lock yourself in a cage. That's one of those funny things that come out of a fight that she's now reporting to her friends, too.
That he says
she said it to us. He told me
to delete the social media.
She just thinks I should delete all my social media. Like, he sounds like a crazy person.
Right.
So, guys, how do I stop thinking about all this? We were going on a trip to Spain for 10 days around Labor Day. This is the most hilarious. I love that we started this with, like, this is the podcast of luxury issues. And then this girl's like, we're going to Spain
for 10 days.
For 10 days. How will I live? Around Labor Day, and obviously I keep daydreaming that he's going to propose then, but I don't want to because I know if it doesn't happen, I'm going to lose my shit. Oh, my God. I can't imagine every
Sounds
moment
tense.
Of that Spain trip is on fucking tilt.
And then at the end of it, I had a friend who went away and, like, she was expecting me to be proposed.
Sure.
And I think he didn't do it until, like, the very last night, and she was about murder him.
What a mistake.
Right.
You do it day one so you get blowjobs the rest of the trip.
Someone told her fiance that, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Who was like, so that was someone gave him that advice, she said.
That's the advice. That's why, you know, I have this, you know, that's why you go when you get a massage. We've gone into luxury issue territory. When you get a massage, you ever go for a massage?
Yeah.
Then you go.
Not like a happy ending massage, if that's where this is going.
What kind of animal do you think I am? Someone who says a butt for every seat? Okay. Maybe. So, no, but when you go for a massage, they make you go on your back first.
Right.
And then they flip you. No, they make you go on your front first.
You're on your stomach.
Then they flip you over.
Yeah.
I like to go on my back first so that I end stomach laying down so I can end being arisen from maybe half a nap type of thing. I never understood why you would start face down then be wrestled up to be put on your back. It doesn't feel right.
I guess. I think that's a personal preference, but sure.
But they always do the same way.
Okay.
So this is my advice to guys out there. Start on your back to be laying down face forward. Start with the hard part.
Okay.
And I'm comparing the hard part of massages. Okay. Hilarious. But start with the hard part. Get the will you marry me out of the way. So now you're on your stomach the rest of the trip.
And you get
She's
the
blowing
BJ's.
You through the fucking table. So she writes, I'm going to lose my Can you imagine how bad of a freak out this would be?
Where's the ring?
Yeah, you're in.
Where's the ring?
You're in Ibiza, dancing the night away, and he's dancing. He's like, you want to get drinks?
Where's the ring?
Where's the ring? Just enjoy Ibiza.
It's also so funny, and just that, like, every Instagram. I mean, we'll finish the email, but like every Instagram post about the engagement, the girl's like, I'm so surprised.
Yeah, yeah,
as if she didn't pick out, like, the cut, color, clarity, carrot size.
This girl's literally
all this shit, right? Like, she, like, basically proposed to herself. Every single girl that you see on Instagram who looks so shocked in the moment. I can't believe I get to marry the love of my life, as if you haven't been pushing for this for like months and months and months.
This girl's going to post an I can't believe it happened shot after she goes, I will literally freak the fuck out if it doesn't happen.
Right.
That's hilarious. That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. That's the world we live in. In the luxury world.
I know he knows that I'm thinking about it. And he has said he knows that it is what is supposed to come next. But he literally freaks out anytime I ask about a timeline. Ooh. I promise not to talk about it, as not to pressure him anymore. But when, if ever, is the right time for an ultimatum? I love him and I 100% want to be with him. But the lack of not having a timeline is driving me nuts. Anyways, love you guys. Any advice is appreciated. Hope to come to a live show soon. Always a bridesmaid, you know the rest. What do you think?
I think there's a few things to unpack here.
Sure.
I think, first of all, the question to ask herself is, why do I want to be engaged?
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the times, especially like, I understand this, I'm a 29-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in a relationship.
Hypothetically,
I get it.
You might want a timeline yourself.
Right, yeah, I get it. But I think that's a thing. Not to agree with the boyfriend, because I don't think she should delete her social media, but I think that is a thing that seems that the reason she's saying she wants to do it is that all of her friends are engaged, and that's sort of like, I need to just be on the same track or I feel
left
behind.
Which makes him feel less special. I'll say that
right.
From his perspective.
Yeah, like she's just kind of like, I want to just marry someone because that's like the time.
Sure.
Which is, I think we discussed this like last week or a few weeks ago, where we said it's almost like less romantic that the girl is like, I need to be on this timeline because everyone else is, and like, you're the guy that I'm dating. And it's like, it's funny because, you know, I think there's like a meme or a tweet that's like, the best way to know if someone is your soulmate is if you date them in your mid to late 20s. If you're in a serious relationship in your mid to late 20s, if you happen to meet them then, like, which is for a lot of girls, like, kind of true. And I get it. I understand like how you don't live in a bubble and there's a lot of pressure around that, and it can feel like a lot. But most of the time, it's kind of like, that's not a good reason to do something. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
and even if, okay, let's say you examine that, and the reason that you actually want to do it is, I feel like I found the love of my life. I feel like I want to be with this person forever. This is the person that I want to be the father of my children. This is the person that, like, I feel like I could see envisioning the next 60 or 70 years of my life with.
Sure.
And then that's truly how you feel. I think then now you have to look at, what's my approach to getting this person to talk about this to me in a real and honest and serious way.
Yeah.
Because the literally freaking out is like is a little concerning in the sense that might display sort of an issue with the way the two of you communicate.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, right? there's one of two ways to respond to a non-proposal in Spain. Right. There's kicking and screaming in Ibiza, which is like, whoa, you really need this.
Why do you need this ring so
reasons.
Badly? Right.
Yes. And then there's the having a great time, coming home, sitting with him on the couch and going, I really thought this is when we started the next phase of our life. And I'm ready for that. I don't know what makes you ready for that. Those are two different things. Someone who has a great time with me in Spain on a 10-day trip comes home and goes, hey, I'm ready for the next phase. That's someone who loves me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying that you don't have to. You can fake that easily, but the kicking
that's what
and
I'm
screaming
saying.
In Ibiza, it is to me.
And then you can get his real thought about it. And I don't think, I don't really believe ultimatums are even ultimatums, because they're not, it shouldn't be you do this or we're done. It's more like, this is what I want. Yes. I feel really ready to do this with you. I'm ready to continue, like, get to the next phase of our lives together. And I love you. And I want to just can make a life with you.
Yeah.
Is that's just stating what you want and asking the other person where they're at. What do you think? Like, do you feel ready for this step?
Sure.
I think if you make it more about like, what are you feeling about this? Like, what do you see as like a good marriage? When do you feel like have you ever thought about like what timeline you'd like to like get married and have kids and do all of that?
Yes. And if he goes away from those questions and says, I don't know, that's okay too.
Right. I think if you make it time-based,
but
it's like no one really responds to that. Well, like, I put in my time.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't
like,
a jail sentence.
Where is my ring?
I wrote down a couple of things.
Okay.
One, they haven't moved in together yet.
That's also kind of odd.
That's, I mean, so there's other issues here. Mm-hmm. They're building up on itself. She's got a lot of stuff that, you know, I think she would feel better if they lived together. I honestly do. I think she would be like, oh, we're doing all the marriage stuff already.
Right.
And now we're just making it official.
Well, that's she's wondering, where is this going?
Yes. So that's building on itself. It's not about the wedding. I would concentrate more on moving in together and less on the wedding.
Yeah, it seems odd to even take that step before living with someone.
Right. Well, I understand some people don't live together and then they get engaged before they live together. That happens for a lot of people too.
That's true.
But if he's
they're moving in October.
Supposedly. I'm not kidding at all.
We'll see how the Spain trip
goes. This is my point.
Right.
She hasn't even moved in yet. The Spain trip is before the move-in.
So she thinks that's
right. So she thinks you're going to get engaged and then move in with a guy who freaks out every time you bring up a timeline.
Right. You're setting yourself up to be extremely disappointed.
You ain't getting engaged in Spain.
Right.
I'm telling you right now.
He's obviously, if he wanted to get engaged with you, if he wanted to propose to you before Spain, he'd be doing a lot more prep work.
You'd have
a discussion where you're on the same page. People don't just surprise people with rings.
I think
how it works.
Maybe she gets engaged, but I'm betting on no. And I know that's hard to hear, but your friend Papa JT
is telling you the truth.
I'm just saying, guy who gets freaked out and mad every time timeline comes up. Tells you to delete your social media, and you plan on moving in October. Hasn't happened yet. Once a lease runs up, nothing has been secured.
Right.
So right now, you have to start asking, do I enjoy this relationship? Are you enjoying this? And also, the other thing, I've said this on this podcast before, he has nothing to gain from an engagement. Your engagement...
Men have nothing to gain from getting married.
Only shit they live to longer. Do. There's no party for us. There's no Instagram posts where we get a million likes. There's no bridal shower.
So why does anyone do it?
Shower? Because we love them. Because we're more honest. This is the reality. We get married because we want to get married to somebody.
Right.
But if he's getting pushed along to every step, he's dragged in every step, he might just be doing it for the same reason you're doing it, which is... I don't want to fall behind.
Right.
I'm scared of the unknown. Which is not a good reason. Not a good reason.
Right. Well, I think that also that's something that you can say when you're asking him about this. And I would ask about it in a very like non-judgmental, confrontational, like ultimatum-y way. And just a sense of like, hey, like I love you. I want to be with you. I also don't want to be with someone who I feel like I'm forcing to like... drag.
Yeah,
like, is this something you're, would you be excited to like to marry me or to be with me? Because
I wouldn't be excited to propose to this chick. And that's the other thing I wrote down.
Right.
She's ruined the engagement. Let's say I'm totally wrong. Let's say this engagement is going to happen in Spain. Okay.
He's got a gun to his head.
Exactly. Right. How fun is this?
Right.
He's going with this, like, this trip is good only if I'm getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's kind of ruined...
Setting herself let's up. Say, she's let's setting say, it up to be, like, bad either way.
Either way.
Right.
Let's say he set up the engagement to happen when they land and get to the hotel. They get in the room. Now I'm helping her mental...
Emotionally masturbate.
She's walking into the room, the great hotel.
Flower petals.
They're in Madrid. They have some tapas. They got meats, jamon. And then they walk into the room and rose petals, and there's the ring, and there's a little guy with, you know, the band is playing Cucaracha or whatever the fuck.
I think I just came.
There it is.
There
all
go.
The women.
There
just,
you go.
I could feel women slipping off their
there
seats.
You go.
But I'm saying, who would want to do all that? Let's say you have that all planned out, and the week before, your fucking girlfriend is just miserable.
Right.
Because she's like, well, if it doesn't fucking happen on this trip, you're ruining it.
Right.
You're ruining it because you don't really care about the guy. You care about the thing.
Yeah, so that you can show everyone that you have the thing.
Totally.
And no one wants to do anything for that reason. It's like doing anything for a reason that someone's forced. It's so much more fun and exciting and great to do something because you like are excited and want to do it.
The best salespeople make someone believe that they are buying something that's good for them. So like You want people to sell themselves.
So you don't think there's any men who are just excited to get married?
I think there's men that are excited to get married. I think to the right person. Mm-hmm. I compare it like...
I'm saying, could you be dragging your feet and also excited at the same time? Like nervous but excited?
Yeah, but I think, you know, the clock thing sucks for women. Mm-hmm. I admit to that fully. You're against, you know, this societal clock, the pregnancy clock. And men are living in a world where there's no clock.
Right.
I think I talked about this. Like, yeah. At the end of a basketball game, you tense up when you take that final shot. When you take a shot with 10 minutes to go, you don't really tense up that much.
Right.
So I think for this guy, to me, it sounds like he's not sure still.
No, I agree. But I'm saying by your logic, it seems like all men kind of like need to be pushed a little bit.
No, my logic,
you're saying there's no reason they'd want to just organically just do that.
Because there is a reason. They love you.
Right.
They
so is it to make you happy or is it to... is it?
No, let's make this official. Let's move on with our lives together. Let's have babies. Let's get the family involved. But weddings are a fucking pain in the ass. You know, like everyone will say that. If you think this is like a fun thing you're about to do, it's fun on the night.
Yeah,
no one planning
a wedding seems to be having any fun.
They seem miserable. So, but you do get subtle perks as the woman,
right?
And, you know, so and the perks are all she seems to care about.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's why I said it before she even gets into this to really like think about.
I don't even
why
think
she
trip
wants
to Spain
it.
Happens.
You think they break up?
I think she needs to have a conversation with herself.
We're her best friends.
As her best friend, I'm telling her some hard truths here. She goes, I think she should talk to her mom about it. I think she should stop talking to her friends about it.
Maybe she should talk to a therapist about it.
I think they're, maybe a professional. But I'm saying, like, your friends are all lying to you, too. Like her, she's going by what she sees on Instagram. Lies.
Right.
What they say. Lies. What they do. Yeah. Lies.
And you can think about that, I think, when you think about your friends that you know that are engaged or are married, are they happier than you?
Exactly.
Are they in better relationships than you? Or are they, is that what you're, do you feel like that will lead to like a stronger bond? Does it seem like that's the case?
She just
it's
wants
a correlational
to get
thing?
Off the fucking bench.
Right.
And I just had this thought cross my mind. Is it kind of like losing your virginity for women? Like when I was when I was 18, still a virgin, I was like, get me the fuck off of Virgin Island.
I just need to do it.
I just
anyone
need to do it.
Who's
that
here?
Anyone.
Right.
I'll come anywhere. Please. It wasn't. This wasn't an important part of my life.
I think for everyone for girls with their virginity, you probably start off like, I want to do it with someone really special.
Exactly.
Right. I'm not just going to have sex with any guy. And then if you're like 25... you're kind of like, all right, I'm ready to just like do this shit.
But there's a lot of 25-year-olds. But you're right. But are there a lot of 25-year-olds that are like, I've waited this long. I'm not going to just do it with anybody. It's got to be the right person still because now I'm 25. I don't want to just be with someone who's going to throw me aside.
Yeah, there are some people who are like that. And then there's some people who are just like, I'm tired of like, it depends on like how frustrated you are or how well things are. Think about a job too. It's like, if let's say you don't have a job, you're looking for a job. Like part of you is like, I'm not going to, I got offered this job, but like, I don't really want it. I guess I could have it for like a bit to hold me over until I find a better job, but it's not really the job I want. But also like, I need to eat. So I'm just going to take it.
That's how every guy wants to marry.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not saying that's like how it is.
I think
for some people, there's always a spectrum of different like.
Someone wrote to me that they were very. I wrote this thing on Instagram a while back where it was like a lot of women are dating like that. They're dating to keep a job when they should be dating like the CEO.
Right.
Where it's like if you date to keep your job, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up for failure.
It's never going to be right. You're never going to talk to the boss. You're never going to.
Right, and if you're dating for like, even that goes into the other thing. If you're dating for like what you think are the perks that are like important because they look good to everyone else, but not what's actually something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah, the company serves lunch every day and we have parties every night, but they don't pay us well.
Right.
That fucking sucks.
It's a terrible job.
Enjoy your parties. You know, like, so there's a lot. So I think this girl's kind of dating is like,
maybe she really loves this guy. I don't know. I think that's a question again she needs to ask herself. And then the real discussion, the discussion that's authentic, that's not just like someone holding a bone in front of you,
yeah,
is like, what are your real feelings about this? Like what how do you even like see, what do you see as marriage? Like, what do you think of it? How, like, what did you see growing up? Like, do you want a marriage like your parents? Like, what kind of...
Yeah, those are better questions.
I think those are much more interesting questions, yeah, also, that give you a sense of, like, who someone is, the way that they even view, like, marriage. What do they think of... What does that mean to them? What does getting married mean to... That's something people don't usually even ask each other.
Sure.
I think before they get married, like, what does this even mean to you? Like, what does this just mean, like, is this, like, a sign of commitment? Or is this, like, you... actively choosing someone that you feel like, is it for you someone you think will be a good parent? Is it for you someone you could see like not getting bored with in 50 years? Like, what is doing
this mean to you? Do you envision getting blowjobs later in life? What, exactly, what are we talking about here? Yeah, I
got to work out the contract.
But I also think that she's got a lot going on now. Let's pare it down to one, the move-in.
Mm-hmm.
I would be more about that than the marriage.
Yeah, who knows if you'll even like get along living together? Like, that brings a whole new set of things.
Yeah,
I never really understood the whole proposal before moving in together. Some people are, I guess, like they're like, I spend every night here, blah blah blah. But I feel, yeah, like living together, there's so much more like decisions to be made.
Yeah, it makes together. You know, all of my friends that got married that seemingly happy. You don't know, but. The weddings that you go to, that you're like, good for them. They're like, you're like, so what next? And they're like, nothing changes. This is just a party.
Right.
You know, like, to them, it's nothing. You know, and those seem the healthiest.
Right. I agree.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you, no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. Let's play some games.
Let's do it. So someone writes in, what's worse, a couple that constantly PDAs in front of their friends or a couple that posts multiple Instagram stories of their significant other every day?
So what's worse... constant PDA in front of their friends, or post multiple Instagram stories of the suit. I think the PDAs.
That's worse.
The PDAs is worse than the multiple Instagram stories.
Do you practice PDA?
I'm a PDA. I'm a PDA guy.
Okay.
I'll do a grab. I'll do a touch. I'll do a lick. I'll do a kiss. Okay. I really don't.
But you think it's worse.
But it's worse around friends. That's the major
difference.
You don't
do it around your friends.
Well, if someone is doing constant PDA in front of their friends, the friends have to sit there. The friends have to be the audience. It's like when someone starts singing in public and no one asks them to sing.
Yeah.
You have to go, okay, when's this song going to fucking end? You know, like, what are we, the fucking background people in your movie?
Right.
We're the bit players in your rom-com. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
That's, you know, at least that's with fair. Instagram stories, you can unsubscribe. You can flip to the next. It's not a big deal. You know, right. You know, it's not something you have to witness.
I think you get like PDA in front of friends for like the first month, and then you've got to cut that shit out.
Sure.
I would say. It's okay, I mean, to like, be like all over each other in the very, very beginning.
But I'm saying like, what's all over each other? Like
holding hands.
That's all over each other?
Yes.
I'm holding hands like crazy.
Aw.
That's what I do.
So cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's multiple right. Instagram stories is like...
And I don't wash my hands after I poop.
I think the multiple Instagram stories...
Is it cute still?
Not anymore. I think the multiple Instagram stories is like, it's more embarrassing for the person.
Okay.
It's more like publicly embarrassing. But you're right, you can skip it.
You can skip it.
I can
you
just
can,
move on.
And also,
but
like,
I do feel embarrassed for couples who are doing like too many woman crush Wednesdays.
That's a detail that wasn't in there. Are they glow? If they're glowing, like, I only want to see you making fun of your significant other.
Right. Yeah, that's what I whenever I see like the anniversary posts, sure. Like it's been whatever years since I married my whatever. I'm always just like,
who's this?
Why don't you just text it to them?
Yeah. Who's this for?
Here's a great picture from our wedding.
Yeah, she was standing
here's a really sweet note.
She was standing next to him with a gun to his head being like, put the fucking picture up that I told you to put up.
Right. Like, why don't you just text? Like, there's no reason you couldn't just text this person.
Yeah, I have
the fact that it's public, I think, takes something away from it.
I have a cousin that they post. On Facebook, they're awful.
Right.
Everything. Just, anniversary, first kid, the whole deal.
Just text them.
Yeah,
that's
but
nice.
Their marriage is fucked. That's right. What I always think. I'm always like, yeah, they're fucking
right,
because
they've got too much to prove.
It's a house
it's
of hearts.
It's like a guy with like a insane sports car. What are you trying to prove?
What's with your penis?
Exactly.
What's going on?
Right. Red flag or deal breaker, they're wearing sunglasses in all their dating profile pics. Do you swipe left or right to go out with them?
Left. Swipe left.
I swipe left too.
You're covering something up, and it's the first note I give to women with their dating app profiles. So many women are
you're hiding.
Sunglasses.
Yes.
Hiding. Women are.
I say zero pictures with sunglasses.
Yeah, you got to get rid of them. And I don't know what you're afraid of. I know you look good in Oakleys, but
it's kind of just like imagine doing the same thing but putting up a black bar over your eyes.
Yeah, it it makes no sense.
Would you do that?
No.
It's the same
it's
exact
like, but
thing.
But I'm at the beach. Right. Well, take another fucking picture.
Take them off.
Yeah.
We get this one all the time, and I don't really understand why anyone cares. You have the same. They have the same name as your ex, the person, or they have the same name as your brother or sister or your parent or someone. People are very obsessed with this one. We get it all the time, and I usually skip it, but I saw it like for the 10th time, and I was kind of like, I guess we should address this. I don't think it's weird.
I don't think it's weird at all.
Right?
I think this is like one of those hypotheticals that people bring up to like convince themselves out of people.
Oh, so they're the same name as my ex.
Oh, what gross. Right, guys? And everyone's like, yeah, right. Same as my ex. Right. Ew, that ex sucked. They must suck. It's like one of those like bringing together. It's like a rallying cry.
There's like 5 million Davids in the world.
Sure.
We're really going to eliminate everyone with this name.
Every single one. Like, who cares?
Right.
I have two aunts with the same name. So
are they like sisters?
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Thing one and thing two. Yeah, that's my aunts. So, no, it's one of those things I think that women do this a lot. Well, they'll go, they could take anything and make it a negative.
Yeah. I never thought it was weird.
And he wears socks, right? Oh,
loser.
And everyone goes, yeah, oh, I knew a guy who wore socks. You know, like,
right.
That's like a very.
I think the name thing is totally fine. They could have the
totally
same name
fine.
As my brother, my sister, whatever. It's
have
like
my name. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
They could Here have are the Jareds.
I dated a Jordan.
Have you?
I have.
There you go.
Yeah.
You did it. That
Who cares?
Yeah.
It's a fucking name.
It really doesn't matter. And at that point, you make nicknames. You know, whatever. You guys. You can cute it up in any way you want.
Yeah, grow up.
Stupid fucking idiots.
Okay. This is a guy writing
Come
in.
To our live show.
You want
to
read it?
Okay. She told me she felt weird that her ex is seeing someone else, even though they broke up about 5 months before we started dating. Has she really moved on, and would you say it's a red flag or a deal breaker? This is a great one.
She felt weird her ex is seeing someone else.
How about the fact that she said it to the guy she's seeing now?
That's even weirder. It's okay to feel weird. I think it's okay to feel weird.
Can't tell someone how to feel.
I felt weird. I think I would. You always feel a little weird, I think, especially if you had a meaningful relationship with someone.
If we were all completely honest,
right.
Like truth serum, we would all say we feel weird when we see an ex.
That's totally fine, I think. Totally normal to like stalk or feel weird or know or whatever. To tell the person you're dating seems like you're trying to tell them something.
You're trying to put up a wall. It's a way of saying we're just this, especially because he said they started dating 5 months before. So they're new. They're relatively new.
Wait, She doesn't say they. I don't think that he said that they're.
They broke up about 5 months before we started dating. Okay. So I don't know. Oh, so they could have been together 10 years.
And they, yeah. Or.
But I'm guessing that this is all pretty new. Mm-hmm. So when it's new, it might be her way of saying, "Hey, I'm having fun.
Just so you know.
Like, just so you know, I'm still in
not
weird
totally
zone.
Over yeah. this. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like a flare.
Right.
So it's
I think not
a deal
weird
breaker.
To feel weird.
Yes.
Weird to say it to the person you're dating.
It's a deal breaker for will you guys get more serious?
Right.
I don't think it's happening, buddy.
Might be a rebound.
You might be that. You might be a placeholder. You might be the one that's hugging her instead of the old guy just so she gets a hug.
Aw.
That's a sad way
maybe
to end
not.
This show.
Maybe she's just super honest. But
I don't know.
Let
so
me
the
say,
people that are super honest are usually assholes.
That's true. Maybe she's an asshole.
Like, everyone should lie a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay to not tell someone you're dating everything. All that, all your feelings.
I went out to dinner last night. I'll tell a story.
Let's hear it.
This is, and I knew the person was kind of a douche because someone at the table said something like, they're like, da 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 da. And then they were like, kept being like, I don't get it.
Okay.
We all laughed at what the person said.
Pretend you get it.
Just fucking pretend.
Yeah.
Just go along.
Right.
They were like,
you don't need to be honest all the time.
Not all the time.
Right.
And it's like, just laugh. And we'll move on to the next
A little mystery
topic.
Is yeah. okay in a relationship, too.
And no one got what the person said, but you don't have to fucking say it.
Right.
Just, we all laughed. That's the double tap on the fucking, ha-ha, move on.
Right.
Yeah, so.
It's like the Larry David thing. Like, the whole premise of Curb is that he's honest all the time because he's a fucking asshole.
He's a dickhead. Yeah.
Right?
An eternal dickhead.
Right.
But that's our show. I think we did it again.
I think so, too. Buy tickets to our show. Go to... Yeah. Betches.co/UUP,
UUP
tour.
UUP tour. Betches.co/UUP tour. So fucking pumped.
It's going to be so much fun.
To do these
I'm really
live
excited.
Shows.
They're a great time.
We've been preparing for years, quite literally.
We have.
For these shows. So
yes.
We have a live experience that is second to none. Bring a crew, the whole group chat, betches.co/UUP tour. We'll be back next episode.
Bye.
Betches.